Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Friday the 20th of September, coming up to 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the founder of the technology company Globant, and we'll be looking at the fintech sector in Ireland and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers, which we shall do in the insuperable company of Aidan Donnelly from Davies. Good morning, Aidan.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Not too bad. Any plans for the weekend, Aidan?
Well, I'm taking it easy, I think. It's been a busy, busy week.
It has been a busy week. A lot of kind of central bank action that's kept us busy. Also a busy week for Nike.
Yeah, certainly. News overnight. We've just seen that they have ousted their current chief executive, John Donoghue. And I suppose the more interesting one is that they're bringing in a long-time executive, Elliot Hill, out of retirement. He's been brought back in out of retirement in a bit to kind of really turn around their fortunes. This guy, Elliot Hill, is a 32-year veteran. He, believe it or not, he started as an intern in the company in 1988 and he retired in 2020. But he's coming back in to take the reins. And I think ultimately, I think people will like this. He's very well liked and part of the old legacy guard at Nike and definitely an internal candidate. And I think the other thing that's interesting is the outgoing man, John Donoghue, was only the second outsider to lead the company in its half a century corporate history. So the man who brought him in is the current chairman, Mark Parker. But obviously things have gone through difficulty. The company's gone through a lot of difficulty in the last couple of years. Sales haven't been what people had expected. They've kind of slipped behind some of the other athletic shoe companies and obviously their main competitor in Adidas. And, you know, something had to change. So I think it'll be liked. Elliot has held an awful lot of jobs around the business, so he knows it very well. His last job was kind of president of consumer and marketplace, leading for both the Nike and the Jordan brands. So, you know, he has a very, very good CV. And as I said, change was probably needed. So stock was up, I think, 8% after hours last night on the news.
You know the way the swoosh symbol for Nike is supposed to go upwards? Well, their share price is a reverse or an inverted swoosh.
Hoping to turn that around.
Indeed. And another company whose swoosh went downwards was FedEx.
True, yeah. They had numbers out after hours last night and they were the first quarter numbers, their fiscal first quarter numbers, and they were much weaker than expected. And they've also taken their guidance down for the full year. And I suppose given how important logistics is and the overall growth of the economy, it's usually seen as a very, very good gauge as to what could be going on in the economy. And I think when you look at what the company have said in terms of their full year guidance, at the lower end, they're kind of saying their assumptions are reflecting that the pricing environment continues to be very competitive and that the industrial economy remains challenging. And when you look at the details of it, we have seen a little bit of weaker industrial demand weighing on business-to-business volumes, which is a very important part of their business and a very profitable part of the volume for FedEx. But if you're looking for good news, I suppose e-commerce volume has reset and is starting to grow again. And we've seen a little upside in that. But also on the domestic side, although it remains very competitive, what they're saying is that everybody is acting reasonably rationally on pricing. So that's definitely a positive for them. And I suppose for the company overall, you know, they have a new restructuring program. They're in the process of a restructuring program, trying to realign the business. So that's going to take the next 2 quarters probably to get up and running before they start seeing some benefits coming through. But it'll certainly be one that'll be watched. And in a week where we saw interest rates getting cut by 50 basis points in the US, because, you know, the Federal Reserve are trying to make sure, you know, engineer a soft landing to the economy. It's data points like this that would be very, very interesting for people.
It is, yeah. And closer to home, TikTok, it's changed its mind about a property in the capital city.
Yeah, I think this is interesting because it's the second change of mind that they've had. They were going to move. They signed a significant contract, a long-term lease back in August 2022 for the for a large piece of land, the old fruit warehouses, tropical fruit warehouses in, on the South Docklands. They're now saying that basically they've going to change it. They were going to move 800 workers there, but they've decided to change their mind and they're going to basically bring them all under their one office at the sorting office, which is about 200,000 square feet. Now, what's interesting, I suppose, and reflects the hybrid work situation going on now, they have nearly 3,000 strong workforce. So the sorting office is not going to be sufficient if everybody was going in 5 days a week. But what they're saying is the majority of their staff are only based in the office 3 days a week and only a small number of teams required to be present Monday to Friday. So they think they have the space in the sorting office in order to do it. Now, the big question is going to be they have signed a lease.
How do they get out of that?
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting to see that there's a couple of other occupiers that they might be able to assign the lease in part or of its entirety to. But, you know, it is a very, very good, modern building.
So A-rated.
I'd say they probably won't have too hard a problem trying to find somebody to take that.
Now, EU car sales are at a EV car sales are at a 3-year low. What is going on? The demand for EVs is falling rapidly across Europe and Ireland especially.
Yeah, I think it's ultimately, you know, it comes back to the removal of grants and things like that by an awful lot of governments through Europe. And, you know, we ask the same question all the time. If European governments are so green focused and want to get EV numbers up, you know, it's a bit of a contradiction to be taking away or reducing the grants that they've offered on these cars. We've seen it in worldwide in terms of a pickup now in petrol and diesel car sales as well as other companies come back. I think ultimately, as I said, the industry is saying it, that, you know, they need urgent action unless the further declines to come. And I suppose what's interesting, it's not just the EV manufacturers in Europe that are seeing it. It's right across the market. So even some of the Chinese, the big Chinese EV players are seeing their sales come off in the last quarter as well.
Now, have you ever been to Ashford Castle?
No, I don't have the lifestyle that you have. You
know. I've never stayed in Ashford Castle. I think I've had a cup of tea in the lobby. But Ashford Castle apparently is the latest employer to buy property in order to house its staff.
Yeah, a huge issue. We've seen it from people like Ryanair right the way across to particularly an awful lot of people in the hospitality. So Ashford have been, you know, building accommodation on site for some of their workers, but they've also now gone out into the market and started acquiring houses in the vicinity in order to be able to house their staff. I suppose it's not surprising they're struggling to get staff, like most in the hospitality industry. So, you know, you need to kind of improve conditions as best you can for those employees. And one of the main things is accommodation. So, you know, they've gone out, as I said, and have been buying properties in the locality in order to house them. I think this is going to be a story that continues across most industries in Ireland.
Yeah. Aidan, have a lovely weekend. That's Aidan Donnelly there from Davy Zepp.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.